KSL News Time, 419. Let's get a look at your traffic. And Ricky Meese, I'm afraid we still have that emergency traffic situation.
We do have emergency traffic in Utah County, but we also have some very good news. This vehicle fire, what's left of it, northbound I-15 at 100 North in Linden, still over to the right shoulder. But the fire crews have left, so those two right lanes, which were blocked, are now open. But you still have delays all the way back to 800 North in Orem. Dave Meekum?
If you make that commute in the Salt Lake Valley, if that's your drive, you're going to have delays right there from 21st South, heading southbound on I-15. Down through the South Interchange and all the way down through 90th South is where the heaviest part of that is. You're going to be in some stop and go right there around 4500 South. Also watching delays build on I-215 on the west side southbound from about California Avenue down beyond 21st South Freeway. And they're still working on an accident, State Street, 2900 South. That's for southbounders. Mark?
We have a KSL traffic trooper that said, hey, here's the reason that you are so heavy so early this afternoon, northbound I-15 in the Sunset region. That's due to massive amounts of tire debris all over the roadway. So please be careful navigating that. You are really slow and go in Davis County, basically Lagoon, up to the area of Sunset as well. And got some southbound delays coming from Roy. Highway 89 delays overflowing already this afternoon up into Fruit Heights. It's an explosion of savings during the grand opening of the all-new Riverton Chevrolet next to the Sam's Club off 114th South or RivertonChevy.com. Find new roads. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.